All right, we are live. Ev Singleton Unleashed, live show 9. We're talking Jason Tatum and the report, not the report, but the article that came out predicting future MVPs, and our boy, the franchise player in Boston, was on that. And then we're also going to get into a little bit of a Twitter debacle, another W for the Unleashed Army. You guys came through yet again, defending the Celtics here and defending an idiotic take from a Celtics writer. So we'll get into that a little bit later. We'll dive more into that. We'll shout out the Unleashed Army just a little bit more. But yes, let's start with the Jason Tatum news. Now, obviously, this article came out a few days ago, but it is in between our last live show and tonight, live show 9. So figured we'd talk about it because, you know, to be honest, I don't even know if the writer was a local guy or whatnot. I probably should have done that research. But I will say this. The fact that a national outlet like Bleacher Report saying Jason Tatum's a future MVP, I will admit, it's kind of out of left field. Like, I mean, he's had one really good playoff run, and then he was kind of lackluster last year. Whatever. But the fact that he's actually on that list and someone considered him, I feel like that's a point in Jason Tatum's favor. Like, someone sees something. But again, I'm not fully investing into that idea. I'm not fully on board with, oh my God, it's a lock that Jason Tatum is the 2024 MVP. And again, we're just repeating the Bleacher Report article, blog, whatever it was, that came out saying that Jason Tatum was going to be that MVP player, and they predicted in 5 years, 2024. So by no means am I really booking myself into this, oh, Jason Tatum's the 2024 MVP of the league. Who knows if I believe that? I will say, I think it's such a point in his favor. I think it's awesome that someone, again, at a national outlet was like, that Jason Tatum fella on the Celtics who has only been in the league 2 years, let's believe in him. Because, again, we all love Jason Tatum. We hype up Jason Tatum like no other. And there's two types of people in this world. There's someone like true Celtics fans and myself that really did see something in him. And then there's the idiots of the world like we'll probably get into this a little bit too, but Mike Gunnels on Fox Sport 1, or Mark Gunnels on Fox Sport 1, saying that Andrew Wiggins better than Jason Tatum, idiotic. So it's good to see that a national outlet kind of provides something like, hey, like, yeah, you Boston fans aren't totally crazy. Again, I don't know if I'm fully bought into the idea of that. Like, where are they getting that from? Like, Jason Tatum, again, has had just as much lackluster as he had stardom. It's just that if you're like me and believe in the stardom, you can really get behind that Bleacher Report article. I keep wanting to say Bleacher Report, and it just is tough to say. But that's kind of where I stand with that. It's not like I'm totally on board with it, but I'm totally on board with the idea that people are kind of seeing it. Like, I like that. And again, I see some of the chat rolling right now, jumping to the conclusion. I'm not really picking a side here, but I'm just reiterating that he was on the Bleacher Report 5 players that are going to win the next 5 MVPs. They were predicting who's going to win the next 5 MVPs. Let's see. Pedro says easy answer is no. He's not a future MVP because he can't score in isolation. We'll see about that. I do believe he's going to become an incredible isolation scorer. Let's see. Prodigy says JT may not be an MVP but he's for sure a star-like player. I like that. Again, I think he's going to be a superstar. I believe in that. Who knows about locking in the actual year of him winning MVP? Bleacher Report, I don't know where they got their info from. I'm totally on board. If Bleacher Report wants to say that Jason Tatum's going to win the MVP in 2024 and they turn out to be right, sign me the hell up. But I don't know if I'm going to put both feet in the water and dive right in being like, okay, Jason Tatum's now a lock for the 2024 MVP. I'd love him to be. I'm on board if that's the case. But it's a little wild to be like, well, Bleacher Report said it, so we might as well parade in Boston Jason Tatum the 2024 in 2019 MVP. A little crazy, but again, like I started this, it's definitely a tick in his favor. It's like, okay, someone noticed and, okay, we'll take that. Jason Tatum, 2024 predicted MVP. Let's hang a banner for that. Let's see. We'll get to some more of the chat here. people are saying just give Tatum time again, and they were giving Tatum time, like the 2024. I don't want you guys to think I'm jumping to conclusions by putting in the title, is Jason Tatum a future MVP? So far, the chat, you guys really haven't thought Jason Tatum's going to be a future MVP. I see it. I see that. But I am just reiterating what Bleacher Report came out with. I think it was Giannis on there twice. I know Anthony Davis was on there. And then Jason Tatum, I guess. I know I'm missing one that was on that list. You can find it if someone wants to find that on Bleacher Report and let us know in the chat. But yeah, Bleacher Report, a national publication, outlet, whatever you want to call them, putting Jason Tatum as the 2024 MVP. It's not an original take by me. I'm just reacting to it. And like I said, I'm not fully diving right in. Don't totally believe in that. I'm not going to parade around because Jason Tatum was predicted by some writer on Bleacher Report. Fine. But if you're trying to tell me that it's outlandish or anything, now I can finally go back to, you know, a legitimate source of Bleacher Report being like, well, someone believed it. Someone believed it. So we'll take it. I guess that's how I could say it. We'll take it. And we can let's divert our attention to the Twitter back and forth I was going on with. I guess it was more of a one-sided thing because I think Mike Gunnels of Fox Sport 1 was a little bit afraid that myself and the Unleashed Army, shout out to all you guys that really came to play. Shout out to you guys, because Mike Gunnels saying that Jason Tatum is worse than Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins going to be worse than Jason, or Andrew Wiggins going to be better than Jason Tatum. That is a baloney take. I mean, Andrew Wiggins shoots 33 times a game. He shoots like, don't even get me started, because Mike Gunnell said, I'll bet anyone that Andrew Wiggins has better total of points, rebounds, and assists, or he beats them all, beats Jason Tatum in all of those stats, categories individually. Bull crap. I messaged him. I said, hey, $100, we'll put it on there, and we will. We'll see at the end of the year. We'll hold this bet. I took a screenshot. I messaged him. I said it. I said, hey, pal, you're crazy. You're a lunatic. I don't know how you have a job at Fox Sports 1, but you saying Andrew Wiggins is better than Jason Tatum is just, it's incredible. And credit to the Unleashed Army out there, because you guys literally came back and you're like, you know, he just launched a new podcast. He's probably trying to hype up him himself and get some listeners, which probably is the case. It's probably a BS take. Like, if you actually think that, and forget it, you might think he's a better player, whatever, to each their own, but if you're trying to tell me that you are locking in and you'll take anyone's bet, which you won't, because I tried to get your bet, you'll take anyone's bet that Andrew Wiggins will average more points, average more assists, and average more rebounds, and I don't think I've ever seen Andrew Wiggins get a rebound in my entire life, but get more in all three of those categories than Jason Tatum, you are living on another planet, my friend. Mike Gunnels, I offered the $100. You were too scared to respond. The Unleashed Army was coming after you too. You ignored it, trying to think you're being the bigger person. No, you're just being a fraud. You were being scared. You didn't want to take the bet because you know it was a crazy thing to say. But hey, I'm still open to the bet if you want to do it. I've DM'd you. I've reached out to you. I know you're a little afraid. You're trembling. But if you want to reach back out, you want to make that bet happen, you want to up the ante, fine. Let me know, Mike. Seriously though, it's like he's just going banana land, and he's trying to put something out there to really get known for him. And again, I didn't know he was launching a new show. Mark my words on Fox Sport. There you go. There's your shout out. It's crazy. Let's see. Sox Nation said there isn't one smart soul at Fox Sports 1. Don't take it personally. You know what? I didn't take it too personally. I was kind of flattered the fact that Fox Sport 1, a legitimate company, everything like that, you know, little old me was able to just put him in a pretzel. He responds to everyone on Twitter. Go to his Twitter. But he had no answer for me. What can I say? Sorry, pal. Again, I didn't realize he was coming out with the show. I probably helped him out getting a little publicity to pat myself on the back. But hey, that bet's still open for me. I said $100. You guys saw it. $100 that Andrew Wiggins doesn't beat Jason Tatum in those three categories, the three main categories. He didn't respond. He didn't want to respond because he knows it's an idiotic take. Maybe one of those. Andrew Wiggins could average more points than Jason Tatum. That's because he shoots thousands of times a game. Andrew Wiggins takes 100 shots a game. I actually think he's shot over 20 shots a game before in his career. I know like 18 plus. So it's not crazy, but go, he'll score more points. And then he has the nerve to say Jason Tatum's never even averaged more than 16 points a game. Following his next tweet, he goes, points per game are not always the clear-cut telltale of who's a star and who's not. Like, what are you talking about then? What are you talking about? I guess this is just a show of lunatics on Twitter, because we're also going to bring up the Marcus Smart take from some guy earlier. And you know what? Come to peace with him. We've messaged a little bit. We've gone back and forth. So come to peace with him. But we can continue to talk about Mike Gunnels. It's like, to think that Andrew Wiggins, to still think that there's people out there that believe Andrew Wiggins is that next Kobe or next LeBron like he was supposed to be. Like, Andrew Wiggins, in all senses of the term, is not that. I'm not going to call him a bust. I was about to say he's a bust. He's not a bust yet. He's still super young. He's still very talented, but he's no Jason Tatum in terms of the big three categories. And Gunnels, you're a fraud, man. Saying you'll take bets. I'll bet anyone. And then when someone tries to bet you, you don't do anything. It's ridiculous. He probably thinks he got the upper hand on me. He's like, oh, I got the promotion. You know, he was quote tweeting my tweets. His followers were loving it. And I got this new show coming out. I even tried to listen to your bum-ass show, dude. It took me like 7 clicks to get there, and I gave up. I wouldn't be surprised if that podcast has 2 views, and he launched it a week ago. Damn, you gotta fix it, man, because if you're trying to base your sports takes and your sports, knowledge on the fact that your shtick is going to be Andrew Wiggins is way better than Jason Tatum, I'd say either pick a new career or just pick a new take, because it's still early, pal. You can do us all a favor and forget about that take. Let's see, you guys in the chat are loving it. You're saying, you know, you can't really trust sports journalists when they're doing their, when they're trying to start something. It's true though. Like, everyone's guilty of it. You try and make a name for yourself, but you gotta be smart about it. You know what I mean? You gotta be smart about it. At least if I say something stupid, I let you know, like, you know, this probably isn't the best take, but I'm being honest. He's straight up saying, like, it's a fact. You can look it up on Wikipedia or in the last Webster dictionary. First page, Andrew Wiggins better than Jason Tatum. I need one of these bad boys. Don't judge me. But, yeah, somehow this turned into the Bleacher Report article, you know, giving props to Tatum, and this segment's starting to come to an end of Mike Gunnels' terrible take on Andrew Wiggins just being way better than him, which is I don't know, man. To me, it's just so out of this world. It's like, you just got to pick something. Like, he went down the Jason Tatum's overrated train, and I was even going to let that slide. Like, fine. You want to say Jason Tatum's overrated? You're not a Celtics fan? I'm not going to argue with that. Like, I've seen the hype for Tatum on Twitter. I just believe it, right? I just believe it. So, I don't know. Drop in the chat right now, who's better, Andrew Wiggins or Jason Tatum? Let's see what some results we got. Let's see. Burn says, who cares what some clown-ass FS1 guy says? Talk about the Celts or something. We've just been talking about the Celtics, man. We talked about Tatum. We reacted to the Bleacher Report. And we are talking plenty of Celtics on this episode. But, you know, this is very much on the Celtics topic. It is. What do you want me to say? You don't like the show? Then don't watch the show. We're talking about a little Twitter back and forth that was very much related to the Celtics, man. And we haven't had a show. We haven't had a live show to talk about it yet. So that's why we brought it up. And you know what? If there's one thing we can agree on, he is a clown ass. But all right, let's get into the second piece today, because I wrote it on GuyBostonSports.com. And somehow I missed this article. But the fact that it's mid-August, the fact that there's nothing really to talk about, allowed me to be blessed by seeing this. It gave me a headache, I'll admit it. It was a tough read, but it was on RealCelticsNews.com. It was by some no-name writer. Again, maybe trying to make a name for himself. Fair. And I will preface this by saying he has since reached out to me after, you know, I quote-tweeted him and I kind of went after him a little bit. He said, hey, like, you know, it's fair that you have your opinion. Like, it's nothing personal type of thing. So, fine. I respect him for that. And at the same time, I know he backpedaled a little bit. He couldn't handle the heat. But I do respect that he was able to, you know, reach out to me, because he knows he's wrong. He knows he's wrong. He's defending it. He claimed that Marcus Smart is not captain material, which is a ridiculous take. Marcus Smart, and especially using the word material, Marcus Smart is the definition of captain material. Maybe he doesn't have the skill set to be a captain. Maybe he's not a, you know, as veteran status as you'd like for him to be a captain. But Marcus Smart is a damn captain. He has captain material. If there's going to be a Celtics captain on this team, it's Marcus Smart. And to literally title an article so ignorantly saying Marcus Smart's not captain material and then giving BS reasons like, well, Isaiah Thomas wasn't a captain. I'm the biggest Isaiah Thomas fan in the world. Loved Isaiah Thomas. Still do. He didn't have the opportunity to be a captain because he was only with the team 2.5 years. How is he supposed to be a captain? How is Isaiah Thomas supposed to be a captain in that short amount of time? He couldn't. He couldn't. And then he brings up Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett played with Paul Pierce his entire time here. He played with his with Kevin Garnett, played with Paul Pierce. The truth. The captain and the truth. Paul Pierce. What was that first part? The captain. How could Kevin Garnett be a captain if Paul Pierce is a captain? And then he comes back and says, oh, well, you know, there's always people, you know, there's always been, you know, plenty of instances in the case of Celtics having multiple captains. Not true. Looked it up, pal. There's been 3 times, maybe 4, I believe, in history. And it was all when there was someone more veteran coming in. So like an Antoine Walker and then transitioning to Paul Pierce. There's a year where they overlapped. Both of those guys were here for a while. Not just the 5+ years that Kevin Garnett was here. Terrible take. And then he says, do you really want a guy like Romeo Langford coming in here and being like, oh, I want to be like Marcus Smart. Let me shoot bad threes and flop. He brought up flopping. I mean, you know when you get towards the end of the article and he's saying Marcus Smart shouldn't be a captain because he's known as one of the bigger floppers, you know that things went a little awry. It's like he's like probably getting near the end. He's like, shoot, this is not as many words as I'd like. Let me think of something else. And then he brings up flopping as if Celtics fans hate Marcus Smart for flopping. Do you love Marcus Smart for flopping? Because I love that Marcus Smart flops. It's crazy. I mean, that was talk about the Fox Sport 1 clown ass. I mean, I believe his name was Jeff, and I wrote about him. Check it out on Guy Boston Sports. I kind of went at him, and again, I do respect that he was able to come to me privately and was like, hey, like, great article. I don't really want to get into it too much. And he just didn't want to handle the heat, which I do get. Like, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. The Unleashed Army, again, shout out to you guys, went after him a little hard, and he couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle it. What's the big deal, though? Right? Like, at least we know we won that. And he knows. I even said it in the article when he wrote that. He knows that that Marcus Smart is the captain. Marcus Smart, again, I see it in the chat here from that kid. 8. Marcus Smart is the heartbeat of this team. Factual statement. Marcus Smart is the hustler. You know what I love about Marcus Smart? And I really do think that this is a characteristic of a leader and a captain. And it's not the best characteristic. Like, again, like I said earlier, when I make a bad take, I'll own it. This could very well be a bad take, but I love that when someone's like, if someone maybe bumps Kemba Walker next year or something like that, the first one there is Marcus Smart. Maybe he'll get thrown out of the game. Maybe that's a terrible characteristic of a captain, but I think it sets the tone, and I love that about him. I think it's a unique captain status sort of trait, and Marcus Smart, you are my captain. In fact, we might come out with t-shirts. If this really develops into a bigger story, because this might be the biggest story his website's ever had, right? Like, he's never written anything that's gotten any more attention than this, but we might come out with t-shirts on GuyBostonSports.com just straight up, Marcus Smart is my captain. I don't think it's actually going to grow. I don't think it's going to be a big deal, but I did, like I said, it's mid-August, looking for content, and shout out to Jeff for providing me with content. And like I said, we got past it. Like, he messaged me and was kind of backing down, and it's weird. This is now one live show where we've talked about two little Twitter back and forths. You guys have been following me for a while. I rarely mix it up with anyone. But it takes two things, like Andrew Wiggins is better than Jason Tatum, trying to make a name for yourself for your new podcast. All right, fine. Unleashed Army, go after you guys. And it's your fault. You guys named yourself the Unleashed Army. That's not my fault. And then when someone with 40 followers like Jeff says that Marcus Smart is nothing like captain material, I mean, what? You're telling me I'm not supposed to respond to that? Let's see. Burn says, I love how Smart talks about how and why he flops. It's like, put it like this. If you can flop and you can do it well to sell the call, that is a skill, right? Like, we're agreeing there? Like, if he can flop, like that Houston game where he flopped twice at the end of the game and they end up winning that game, they're coming back from a million points down. The fact that Marcus Smart was able to flop, the fact that he had the skill to flop, won them that game. We'd hate him if he was on another team. We would hate Marcus Smart if he was on another team. But that shows how valuable he is and how good he is. Like, we love that he's on our team. I love that flopping aspect of him. Do I get a little annoyed about it when it doesn't work and sometimes he'll flop? Like, if he's covering a big man in the post and they're backing him down, and then he flops and he falls and there's no call and the guy turns around and makes a layup? Sure. But 80% of the time, when Marcus Smart flops, it's to sell a call that's actually happening. He does take the charge. He just accentuates it. Vocab word. And they get the call. I love it. And he's saying, go to YouTube and type in Marcus Smart, and the first thing that pops up is flops. Who cares? Jeff, my man, you're basing this on YouTube searches now? Like, Marcus Smart can't be a captain because of a YouTube search. Oh, boy. And like I said in the article, I just pasted a couple of the paragraphs. I was like, let's continue with my takes on this, but I wouldn't blame you if your head's already broken or if your eyes are burning. And I'm seeing in the chat, you guys are agreeing. He is the heartbeat. He is the heart and soul of this team. Marcus Smart is this team's captain. Totally agreed. No doubt about it in my mind. It's like, it's, and also, there's clearly talk about naming a captain and whatnot. And now he's the international, the Team USA sort of experience. He's the longest tenured Celtic. It literally makes sense for Marcus Smart to be the captain. I get it. He's not a good scorer. He's not a good shooter. And oh, he's never been an all-star. Come on. Like, dude. Marcus Smart's not a good three-point shooter. Can't be a starter. That's what loses me. I was reading the article, and obviously I was going to respond to it. He says there's a lot of, like, people that overhype Smart and love Smart too much. I fed into it. I knew that, and I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to deny, like, if this was some random player on the Phoenix Suns, would I care? No, but it's Marcus Smart, a guy that I love. I feel like this team would be nothing like what they are without Marcus Smart. Right? Like, Marcus Smart is the team. Literally is the team. Marcus Smart, you pull him away from this team, way different chemistry, way different team. Again, you know, what's their next tenured Celtic? Like, Jaylen Brown? That, I don't even know if that's right, but that's just off the top of my head. That's not the best situation. Maddie says that Jeff needs to do more research before trying to say something like that and say a take like that. Totally agreed. And coming from someone that's not the most researched person in the world, like, even I would not put something so idiotic out there. Idiotic out there. And then he saw that I went after him, and then he hit a couple more tweets. Again, he tweeted at me a couple times, called me fat. I mean, I could probably get back into the gym like I did back in college. Not fat, though. Let's back off. Didn't take that too seriously, though. But what I will say is, to say that Marcus Smart isn't captain material, he's not even saying Marcus Smart shouldn't be the captain, right? To say that Marcus Smart is not captain material is just where you lose me. That's kind of what I'm getting at. It's like, to say that he's not even close to being the captain, you saying that he's not even a captain, like, prospect, is like, dude, really? Really? Let's see. Marcus says, Smart is a great choice for captain, but also has to avoid those 2 to 3 crazy blowups that get him ejected. Totally agree. And one counter I'll say to that, it's like, those 2 ejections a year, 3 ejections a year, and again, they've happened in crucial games against Philly again last year when he threw Embiid. He tossed Embiid out of the club, but still, those are terrible. Those do not help us out. Those are not necessarily helping the team, but, and it's a strong but, is it, like, something that you revoke captain status for? Like, flip it around. If Marcus Smart had been captain at that time and he threw Embiid into the third row, would Brad Stevens, Danny Ainge get together and be like, hey, Smart, like, your captain status is gone? I don't think so. I think that these can live together, like, his hot-headedness and his captain status. Like, it's not like, oh, geez, he has a couple ejections, he can't be a captain. It's not the best look that your captain's a hothead, but he almost does it out of this competitiveness. It's not like he's a hothead just going after a guy and punch him in the face. No, he's like this competitor. And that's what I like. Like I said, and I don't know if everyone was in here at the beginning, we've certainly got a lot more viewers by this point in the stream. I love the fact that Marcus Smart, you know, if someone pushes Kemba Walker, Marcus Smart could be back home, you know, not even with the team. I don't know why what scenario that plays out in, but he would sprint to the court and just get in the face of whoever did that. Like, That's what I love. That's what I like about him. It's that competitiveness. And if it results in a couple ejections of the game, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I really don't like that. Like, I've even said it. I've said it a couple times on Twitter and to some buddies. I'm like, you know, that's the one thing that's going to keep Smart from taking it to the next level and being an absolute star. You know what I mean? Like, if he were to not do that, it's a plus. But I'm not going to hold back captain status just because he wants to because a couple times a game he gets a couple times a year he gets ejected. I'm not gonna hold it against him, I guess. Maddie says he made it personal on you and in the world, and I wouldn't hire someone like him. I mean, he has nothing. There's no chance I hire him, and I don't know why the heck he's writing for some Celtics site. I think he has his own Celtics site, so maybe that's why no one else would hire him. But again, I don't want to slander this guy too much outside of the take, because he did at least, and I hate to use this term, but he did have the balls to actually direct message me. Someone that, while he was down, I was kicking. He messaged me and was like, I just want you to know, like, this is nothing personal. And I got the sense that he's like, okay, I'm okay with the Twitter back and forth, but it's almost all content in a way. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's not personal for me either. I just want you to know that it's a terrible take. Like, I don't hate the guy for saying Marcus Smart's not captain material. If anything, he just gave us 20 minutes of content for the stream tonight, where this morning I'm like, oh, crap, what are we going to talk about? In fact, I was thinking I was going to talk about my haircut, which, yes, looks amazing. But, I mean, if there's one thing I can thank this Jeff fella for, it's for giving me this fire and this content, the ability to go unleash tonight on someone, because saying Marcus Smart's not captain material, it's crazy. And like I said in the title is, if you hate Marcus Smart, I most likely hate you. So if Jeff ever wanted to work together or anything like that, he knows the bridge is burned. The bridge is burned. There's no chance that we are again. But any calling me fat. Come on, man. But yeah, I don't know. Let's move on from the Marcus Smart stuff, because I'm not trying to get any more red or any more riled up here. But we do have a couple Twitter questions to get to. Let's get to those right now. One of them is coming in from Michaela at Title City Boston. You know, she's always hitting us up with the questions like that. We should get her on the podcast sometimes. She has reached out to do some sort of a bonus episode and stuff. So we will definitely do that if you're listening to Michaela. And again, guys, I'll interrupt this a little bit right now. I just figured out how to get some voicemails going and stuff like that. If you are at all interested in having your voice play on some of these bonus episodes, if you are at all interested in getting your voice heard on some of these episodes, asking Celtics questions or whatnot, make sure to head over to Ev Unleashed on Twitter and find the voicemail link that we left. It's super simple. If you're doing it from a phone, you can literally just record in 2 seconds. If you're doing it from a laptop or whatever, it takes like 3 seconds. It's super simple. And then I'll have a stockpile of voicemails that I can kind of react to and whatnot for a Celtics game. So make sure you head over and check that out. But Michaela asks, what do the Celtics have to accomplish next season for it to be considered a success? Sorry. And we have talked about this a couple times before. But I think they have to get... See, there's a difference between what they have to do and what I want them to do. I want them to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what I'm, like, hoping for. I think they can do it. I think that they can still beat Philly. People are sleeping on them. We talked about it a couple episodes ago. I'm not going to harp into that again. But I would say if you have the... If you have the barometer set at, like, okay, success, not success... This one's Eastern Conference Finals, and I think that's where I'm going to stay for the most of the season. Still time for that to change, but that is definitely just what I'm thinking for now. Let's see. Sox Nation says, going back to one of the two idiots we've talked about on Twitter tonight, he says, the guy is one Rodgers is better than Brady takeaway from being blocked. I mean... Hey, the Unleashed Army is going to do whatever we want. And you know who you guys are if you are in the Unleashed Army. You know, if you've bought the Unleashed t-shirt, which is only $15. If you do like these shows and you're interested in, and I hate to pander like this, but if you're interested in helping me and helping the show, like a $15 t-shirt, pretty cool t-shirt that says Unleashed, definitely goes a long way. And it's an immediate entry into the Unleashed Army. Let's see. Toy Boy 48's asking Bruins questions. And I'm going to do my best here. I know we're going to get back to the Celtics for a second, but what's up with Torrey Krug? I don't really know. I mean, you know, not even going to embarrass myself. Not, I have not thought about the Bruins since last season. I'm not going to embarrass myself talking about them. if you wanted me to do some research and figure out some Bruin stuff, you should have checked out on Twitter when I asked for questions earlier this morning. I'll give you that. Let's see. Sox Nation said they'll destroy the Sixers. Totally agree. I do think that they can still beat them. Marcus says finals berth. So do you mean that they need to make it to the finals for it to be a success? Like, even if they go six games in the Eastern Conference Finals and lose, it's not a success? Or are you just saying, like, that's what you think they'll do? Because for success for me, I just want them to make it there. This is a team that everyone thinks they got so much worse than last year. And I see Toy Boy saying he was joking with me. I mean, I don't know if I could get any redder, but yikes. I don't think that they need to make it to the finals for it to be a success. Because, like I said, everyone's kind of counting this team out, saying they got worse than last year, you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if it's necessarily like they need to make it to the finals. I don't know if they if that's like the barometer. What I will say is Eastern Conference Finals. Like, they need to make Eastern Conference Finals because it'd be farther than last season. It would kind of shut up all the haters. So I'll say that. Let's see. Wongy saying, did I see the video of Hayward talking? I do actually have that up right now. I was gonna do a live listen into that. Should I do that? I don't know if you guys will be able to hear it, but let's see if I can play that. I did watch the beginning of this, just not fully. I didn't watch what everyone's talking about. Can you guys hear this? Here we go. Drama? You kidding me? There's a butt coming, yep. Let's go. All right, so Wong, yeah, hopefully that was enough. I did see that video earlier, actually, and I saw people, you know, going crazy about it, too. I don't know if he's saying anything bad about Kyrie. I do like the idea that he says we're going to miss him, but we're happy about who we have in. Boom. Love it. But let's talk a little Hayward, because I did come out with the article. And if you haven't read it yet, head over to guybostonsports.com. Check out the Hayward article. I should be on the homepage still in like the trending now because it's still getting clicks up the wazoo. But I believe in Hayward this year. And like he said, even last year, he wasn't able to do a total, you know, sort of training schedule. Like, he wasn't doing everything to a crazy umph degree. Like, no, he had to abbreviate things, and he just wasn't fully back. He's practicing in full now. He's ready to go. He has no restrictions. All summer he's been getting better, and he says he's very eager to start the season, and as am I. I couldn't be happier. Let's see. Maddie is saying, all my teachers from last year, like, how do you feel about losing in the second round? How painful is that? I'll say this, and this kind of ties in what we were talking about. I was almost relieved to be like, season's over. And I hate saying that. I'll admit it. I hate saying, like, all right, fine, Celtics are over. Because it was like, inside, I just didn't like that team that much. But exactly. Either way, I'm excited for the team, too. I saw Clint say it right there. We will wrap up the show tonight. It's 7:35. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Great show. We had a killer viewership right now. Shout out to everyone that tuned in. Let's go.